welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek, and you know what? It is an absolute pleasure to be here with you once again. This week on the program, we're going to take a look at the Mass readings for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The theme is all about the need to help the poor. Oh, man, you know, this is one of those messages. It's an incredibly familiar message. I am well aware that Jesus tells me that it's important to take care of those in need. But this message never fails to make me uncomfortable because I always think that there's something more that I can be doing. And it's not always a monetary thing. Is there anybody in need around me who needs my help? And am I sometimes a little too selfish? Well, I want to just tell you, the answer for me is yes. There are times when I don't feel like somebody helping somebody that I should help because I'm either being self-centered or because I got my feelings hurt or, you know, I hate to admit this, but sadly, maybe it's even sometimes because I don't feel they deserve my help. But this is why these messages from our Lord are so important. I need to hear this message, and I need to really look inside of myself when I hear this, and you're going to hear it in the gospel, you're going to hear it actually in all of the readings for this Sunday's Mass. I have to take a deep look inside of myself and ask myself, am I really doing what I can do to help those in need? You know, and this doesn't mean you have to always suffer and put yourself second and help everybody, because sometimes we need a rest. Sometimes we need to save our money to provide for ourselves and for our family. That's okay. It's a challenge, but you know, there's a tension there, but I think it's a good tension. And sometimes we just have to wrestle with ourselves with the help of using the help of the Holy Spirit to figure out, am I doing more? You know, oftentimes you're going to come up with the conclusion, no, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But a lot of times, you, like me, will come to the conclusion that maybe there's a little bit more I can do. Maybe there's an extra prayer I can say. Maybe I can put on a happy face when I'm feeling miserable. You know, little things sometimes are the changes that really can make a difference. So we will talk about this through the remainder of the show. And, you know, look, this is one of those difficult messages. This is not something that's often easy to talk about. It can be very difficult to talk about. But it's something that we need to address. We need to hear what Jesus has to say, and we need to take it seriously. So again, not the easiest topic to discuss. There are much easier ones that we could talk about, but one that really I believe that we're supposed to talk about today. So that being said, I don't want to see you go anywhere. I want you to stick around so we can talk about this. Hey, also, we're going to take a look at the next chapter in my book, Lord Save Me. Last week, we talked about when you feel lonely. This week, we're going to talk about when you are confused, you know, and you might be confused when it comes to serving the poor. Is there something else that I'm supposed to do? So I think that ties in nicely. Here's what we're going to do. Why don't we pray now? Let's recognize the fact that we are in the presence of our Heavenly Father. Let's turn to Him in prayer. Let's ask for His help and His guidance. And I'm going to especially ask Him to be with me so that I can deliver the message I'm supposed to deliver, and with you and me so we can hear the message we're supposed to hear. So with that in mind, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the great privilege of being able to, first of all, be in your presence. Thank you, Father, for creating us. Thank you for adopting us as your children. Thank you for your willingness to help us and to provide for all of our needs. Father, it's a great privilege to be in your presence and to speak with you. We acknowledge that you are all-powerful and you're all-loving and that you are omnipresent. You're present everywhere. You exist outside of space and time. You are not bound by the limitations of space and time, which bind us. We thank you, Father, for providing for all of our needs from the time we were first conceived. We thank you for giving us an opportunity to turn to you in prayer. And as such, we do turn to you in prayer now. We ask you to bless us and our families. We pray that with your help, we can draw closer to you, we can get to know you more, and that we can more clearly hear your voice in what can be a very noisy world sometimes. Father, I ask that you bless our country, the United States. I ask that you bless everyone in the world, especially be with those who are struggling today due to war or terrorism or hunger. I pray for those who have left your church, Father. I pray for those who are determined to commit evil actions. I pray for all who are searching for you. I pray for healing for the sick, for relief for those who feel lonely or who are grief-stricken. I pray for all in our church, our Holy Father Pope Leo, our bishops, our priests, our deacons, our members of religious communities. We pray for all members of our church. We pray for our separated brothers and sisters. We pray for an increase in vocations. And we pray for all those who are currently in formation for the priesthood, the religious life, the diaconate. Father, above all, I ask that you give me the words today so that I can deliver the message you want me to deliver. And please open all of our hearts and all of our minds to what you have to say this day, and give us the strength we need to put your words into actions. Father, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. Again, if you're just tuning in, my name is Gary Zimak. It's a pleasure to be with you. However you happen to be listening to this program, I want to welcome you, whether you're listening over the air, whether you're listening via the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Please do me a favor. If you enjoy this program, please share the news with your friends. Let them know about this show. Gosh, I don't even remember how many years I've been doing it now. I sort of lost sight of it because it's had many different forms. I used to do a 15-minute show, then I did a 30-minute show, then I did an hour daily show, which was really, really intense. But I did that for a while. Now we're back to once a week, 30 minutes each time, each week. And I'm sort of in a groove now with this. This works out well, and in conjunction with my daily email reflections, you still get to hear from me every day, but this way is a lot more manageable for me, and I hope it's working out well for you too. I want to direct you to my website if you want to find out more information about my work, or maybe sign up for my daily email reflection. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I want to let you know, I think I mentioned this last week, I have openings still for Advent 2025 or Lent of 2026. It is not too late. And in fact, people are still contacting me. So the interest is definitely there. I can't figure it out. It seems like parishes wait later to contact or to book parish missions or talks later than they used to. But nonetheless, I have availability if you want to bring me to your parish or your conference. Followingthetruth.com is the way to get in touch with me. All right, so I said we're going to, before we look at the Mass readings, we're going to look at Chapter 6 of my latest book, Lord Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard, When You Are Confused. And I begin each chapter with a few sentences. I'm going to just read that, and then I will read a verse to give you a sense of what the chapter is all about. When you are confused. Even if our faith is strong, we will find ourselves confused at times. While it can make us uncomfortable, confusion can help us grow closer to the Lord. Being in the position of not knowing what to do provides us with an opportunity to seek the Lord's assistance and surrender to His will. As is the case with any emotion, however, we can choose how to respond. We can allow the confusion to paralyze us, take matters completely into our own hands, or turn to Jesus and ask Him to lead us. In this chapter, we'll view confusion as an opportunity to seek the Lord's guidance and act in accordance with His will. Having that as our goal will guide us in the right direction, even if we encounter some bumps in the road along the way. And, you know, I'm somebody who has found myself confused many times with what the Lord wants me to do. I don't think that's a bad thing. Because, as I said in the book, it gives us an opportunity to turn to Him and say, Lord, I want to do your will, but I'm not sure what that is. Can you help me? And one of the verses that I reflect on in chapter 6 of Lord Save Me is the following from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. I will lead the blind on a way they do not know. By paths they do not know, I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make crooked ways straight. These are my promises. I made them. I will not forsake them. Again, that's the Lord speaking in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 16. Many times in life, God will send us down a path that we would not choose to go down on our own. Sometimes it's illness. Sometimes it's an opportunity we didn't expect. Sometimes it's financial struggles. Maybe a friend needs us who calls us out of the blue with a problem we didn't anticipate. Maybe something catches us by surprise that wasn't in our plans. You know, that happens a lot. And this is the way that God often directs us. He knows where he wants us to be at any point in time. He knows how he can use us. And if we're going to be available to him for his service, which ultimately is what we're called to do as children of God, to really to give ourselves to the Lord and say, Lord, use me. It's, of course, within reason. He doesn't want you to neglect your responsibilities. Maybe you have a family, you have a job. You know, he expects you to fulfill those responsibilities. But oftentimes, he will lead you down a path where he has a mission for you. And if we are going to really be surrendered to his will, as Jesus was and as we're called to do, we should be willing to go where he sends us, even if we don't like it or even if we don't particularly know how we're going to proceed. See, this gives us this chance to turn to him and ask for guidance. So I would encourage you to do that today, to pray a prayer at the beginning of each day. Lord, please use me as your instrument. And then just wait for opportunities. And if you feel overwhelmed at times, if you feel like, well, I don't know how to proceed, I'm not sure what I should do in this situation, that's a great opportunity to once again surrender to God's will and say, Lord, you have to lead me. I don't know what to do. And when we look at today at these Mass readings for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, all about helping the poor, it gives us a chance to really think about, who can I help today, and what's the best way for me to help them? All right, so that was your reflection from Lord Save Me, Prayers and Encouragement When Life Feels Hard, my latest book. If you want to find out more about the book, just head on over to followingthetruth.com. You'll see a section which contains information about all of my books. Click on that and you can find out more. And you can also purchase a copy if you would like to. All right, let's look at these Mass readings again for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We will begin, as we always do on this show, with the Gospel. Then we'll back up and look at the other readings the Church chose for this Sunday and try to see the common theme that goes throughout all these readings. All right, so it's Luke chapter 16, our Gospel, Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, and while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go out from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Now, this is a tough gospel. You know, and if you remember, last week I was telling you, as we wind down the church year, this is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. There are 34 Sundays in Ordinary Time before we head into Advent, before we conclude this church year and proceed into the next church year. So we're sort of nearing the end, and as we do, as we approach the end of the liturgical year, the church wants us to really call to mind the fact that our life is temporary. We're not going to be here on this earth forever, and therefore, we better get busy and make sure that we accomplished what the Lord wanted us to accomplish while we're here. So the message this week is, there are going to be people who need our help. Are we willing to help them, or are we going to be like the rich man who's going to just enjoy his treasures, sit in his mansion, and not take care of this poor man, Lazarus, who is right at his doorstep? And again, that doesn't always mean it's a financial situation. Sometimes it's a matter of time. Sometimes it's a matter of talent. What are my gifts? How can I use my gifts to help others? And sometimes it is money. You know, am I giving to the poor to help them? And there's a lot of people who aren't eating, who are starving, who absolutely need help financially. Am I doing that? And you know, this is a decision that each one of us will have to make on our own. We're not supposed to use our rent money or our mortgage money or our food money to help the poor. But we certainly can use some of our luxury money. And that's really what the Lord is challenging us with. And there's also that reminder. Now, I know we don't like this. Believe me, I don't like this because I feel pressure. I feel uncomfortable when Jesus frames the story this way. That, you know, one day you're going to have to account for how you used your gifts, Gary. Remember, now is the time. I'm telling you now. And this is, you know, we can deny this all we want, but here's the message. Jesus is telling us, you're expected to take care of the poor. You're expected to use your resources, whatever they may be, to help those who are in need. And sometimes it's in a very small way. Maybe a friend needs some advice. Maybe a friend needs a sympathetic ear. Maybe your spouse needs a hand with some of the chores. Whatever it may be, a coworker needs somebody to help out. It's not always that complicated. Am I helping those in need? Let's look at the first reading now, see if we can follow that theme throughout the readings. First reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, woe to the complacent in Zion. Oh boy, the complacent, those who are comfortable, right? Those who are living the good life. Doesn't always involve wealth, but, you know, maybe somebody who just doesn't want to be bothered. Well, that shakes me up because sometimes that's me. Lying upon beds of ivory, stretched comfortably on their couches. They eat lambs taken from the flock and calves from the stall. Improvising to the music of the harp like David, they devise their own accompaniment. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the best oils, that they are not made ill by the collapse of Joseph. Therefore, now they shall be the first to go into exile, and their wanton revelry shall be done away with. Shakes you up, doesn't it? It makes you think, well, maybe I'm not supposed to be lying around in my recliner watching football as much as I do. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. There's not. But there comes a time, I'll be honest, this is a struggle for me because there are times when I would rather be watching football and somebody in my household needs me. They might need my help for something. I need to drive somebody somewhere. So, you know, I don't feel like doing it many times. But then that conscience starts kicking in inside of me. And the reminder that, all right, I think the Lord wants me to do this. Not all the time. And there are times when we are called to relax. We need to relax sometimes to recharge our batteries. But it really has to be on a case-by-case basis, and we have the Holy Spirit to help us. And you can always ask the Holy Spirit for help. Should I do this? Should I stop relaxing for this minute, or should I get up and help this person? It doesn't have to be a long formal prayer. You just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, let me know what I'm supposed to do. You know, and the Holy Spirit will let you know in some way. Am I supposed to help somebody in need? Or am I too busy being comfortable? I told you this was going to be a tough message this week. Well, if you've stuck with me this far, I think you're going to stick with me till the end of the program, which is good. We need to hear this. The responsorial Psalm 146, praise the Lord, my soul. Blessed is he who keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. Oh boy. See, a lot of times God expects us to do his work. We look around and we think, well, why does God let people be poor? Why does God let natural disasters occur? Well, I can't speak for God, but I'll tell you, sometimes through these natural disasters and the poverty of others, we are able to do God's work, to assist God in caring for his people. You know, sometimes we blame God. Well, why does God let this happen? Well, sometimes he's waiting for us. He's giving us an opportunity to help him. And the blame really falls back on us. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, through all generations. Praise the Lord, my soul. Again, sometimes God provides for the needs of others through you and me. And if we don't do our share, then sometimes they go unprovided for. So, you know, we do play a role, and it's a privilege to play that role, to help God, to help those around us. Second reading, 1 Timothy 6, verses 11 through 16. Paul writes this, "But you, man of God, pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, and gentleness. Compete well for the faith. Lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called when you made the noble confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate, for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power." Now, when I look in this second reading, I see this message. Compete well for the faith. Compete. Do something. You know, we have been baptized into the faith and into the mystical body of Jesus, but our salvation is not guaranteed. That's Catholic teaching. Our redemption is already taken care of. Jesus redeemed us on the cross. But now we have to cooperate with the grace he gives us to reach eternal happiness in heaven. That's the teaching. And you see this throughout the scriptures. Faith without works is dead, St. James teaches. Compete well for the faith, Paul writes. Paul wrote that elsewhere he's working out his salvation in fear and trembling. It requires work. And that's why Jesus gives us this gospel message today, this parable in the gospel, that we need to take care of the poor, those poor around us. And that goes for spiritual poverty too. Some people don't know Jesus. They don't know the teachings of his church. We have to find a way to evangelize, to share with them who Jesus is and why we need to worship him and follow him. A lot of people don't know that. There's a lot of ignorance when it comes to matters of the faith, especially in today's world. So again, we are entrusted with certain gifts, certain talents, certain abilities, certain resources, not to make our life comfortable like the rich man did in the gospel parable today, but to use them to build up the kingdom of God, to serve him, oftentimes by serving those around us. Okay, so that's it. That's the message, right? Now, I got nothing else bad for you. That's it. But look, that's enough, isn't it? I'm definitely going to think about this. It's so good that we repeatedly hear this particular parable. Not the first time I've heard it. It won't be the last, hopefully. And I'm going to keep trying to get it right. And that's what the Lord expects from us. He doesn't expect us to get it perfectly right all the time. He knows that. And that's why it's good that the church will sometimes repeat these various Bible readings, so that we can continually hear the Lord speaking to us, sort of as a reminder, because we all need that reminder from time to time. So today, listen, don't get freaked out about it. Don't let it cause you to lose sleep. But look at it as a sort of incentive or a call to action, or give you a sense of urgency. That's what I'm trying to say. Time's running out. We're going to only be here for a short time. Even if we live decades, relatively speaking, we are here on this earth for a short time. And God's got a plan for us. He expects us to do certain things. So look around you today, pray about it, ask the Holy Spirit. Who can you help today? Who is that poor person who needs some help and with whom you could share your time, your talent, or your treasure? Okay, that's it. Hey, listen, thank you so much for listening. If you want to find out more about my work, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to ask any questions, head on over to my website, followingthetruth.com. If you'd like to make a donation there to keep my full-time ministry going strong, I would greatly appreciate it. Again, that's followingthetruth.com. As I always tell you at the end of the show, you are in my daily prayers. I mean that. Please keep me in your prayers as well. I would appreciate it. God willing, we're going to get to do this again next week. Have a fantastic week. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.